AM 1450, FM 103.3 KMSI. Folks, NetVPro is your IT easy button. Call them up at 888-902-3250. You should also know that promotional consideration has been paid by NetVPro. Gentlemen, the Vice President of Business Development, Keith Swingle, is in studio with us. The other gentleman would be Paul Barrett, the owner and the creator of NetVPro. Guys, welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What is the deal with chip security now? I just read a thing the other day, Spectre and Meltdown. What are those things?
Well, number one, they're great names.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to put fear into the heart of man.
Well, there's vulnerabilities in computers all the time, and we're constantly, that's why we do patching.
Right.
And but
what is patching?
Patching is just updates, just code updates, just saying, here they, you know, when they built the code initially, they go, oh, we need this door open.
I think one of the things is there's always bad guys looking to do stuff.
Okay.
Right? There's these nefarious individuals who, you know, might be somebody in Eastern Europe who does this as a living, might be someone sitting in their mom and dad's basement in a beanbag chair, drinking Mountain Dew and eating Cheetos. But in any case, there's bad guys who are looking to get in and steal your identity. They make a living through the illegal use of computing environments.
Okay, so. but patching might be, would that be like when I get a Microsoft update automatically?
Yes, is
that
that's exactly right.
Very good.
Right.
See, I don't know this stuff like you guys do. You can't tell that, can you? I'm the guy with a pointy hat sitting in the corner. back to this Spectrum and Meltdown.
So exactly. So why this is so important to everybody, because it affects every single computer, where many times vulnerabilities happen on certain types of operating systems,
Applications, whatever.
Right, applications. So it's not as widespread. This one is extremely widespread because it's on every single computer that you have.
Well, Spectre and Meltdown impact smartphones too.
Sure.
That's the other thing, is that it's not just, think about laptops and desktops and servers and that. They can impact your cell phones, your mobile devices as well.
Okay, so what can happen if I don't get this thing taken care of, or are the companies taking care of this themselves?
No, companies
the chip
aren't.
Manufacturers are
manufacturer
not.
Manufacturer are not taking care of.
Oh, we're on our own. Neat.
like normal.
Yeah.
But the software companies are. So, you know, you want security in layers.
Okay.
So you want a good firewall. You want, you know, your antivirus in place. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you want your patching taken care of. So you remove those vulnerabilities that are available to these hackers.
I don't even know. Again, one of my favorite things is I don't even know what I don't even know, because this whole technology thing is so odd and foreign to me. Interesting as all get out. But I don't really care how it works. I just want it to work when it comes time for me to need it.
I think with these two, there's a couple of things that are different than what we've seen in the past. And one is that it impacts everything, right? I think it's most, if not all, Intel-based or machines that were built after 1995. I mean, it goes back a long way. So the vulnerability that's being exploited is very prevalent out there in everybody's life, whether it's your cell phone or your PC, because there's not a lot of old machines out there, so it impacts everybody. So the scope is much more broad than before.
What about my car, that kind of stuff that has computer chips everywhere these days?
I don't believe it's in the automobiles because it's a different type of a chip.
Okay, so basically,
I haven't seen anything about automobiles, but we're mostly talking laptops, PCs, servers, and smartphones.
Okay,
I don't follow.
Yeah, no, that's what I've heard.
And like I said, the difference is the scope. So it's kind of got people, you know, to use a technical term, freaked out, right?
Oh,
so one of the things that we need to understand is that when something's this broad, there's a rapid move to action. And when we start talking about patching, there's a lot of patches, there's a lot of repairs to that code coming out. And sometimes those code pieces have issues. So, you know, not only are we wanting to fix this problem, sometimes the fix is causing other problems. And that's one of the reasons why we're so heavily engaged with businesses, because the fixes might be happening. For example, I have an Apple phone. Mm-hmm. This phone did a code upgrade night before last. Night before last.
Okay.
Got it taken care of. Some of these updates are coming out automatically, and sometimes they're causing unintended consequences.
How do I know, though? Do I have to call you guys to find out what's going on? I imagine myself calling you up, and you come into my place, and you're looking at all the rack of gear, and you go, oh, this one, oh, not that one, but this one, these two, that kind of thing.
Well, it would be impacting the whole rack of gear. So it would be impacting everything in that rack.
All right.
One of the things that we've seen is certain machines are having issues handling it. So like if your Windows laptop does an update, right, and all of a sudden you get a blue screen, you know, the blue screen of death.
Yep.
That would be a time to, you know, maybe give us a call.
Very good. The phone number for NetV Pro, 888-902-3250, or don't wait till you get the blue screen of death. I would call them sooner rather than later. Paul Barrett, the owner, the creator of NetV Pro, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Keith Swingle, of course, Vice President, Business Development / Relationships. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
They are your IT easy button, NetV Pro.